The biggest story of the day is in regards to State Representative Roy Schmidt changing his parties today. He was a Democrat. He is now a Republican. He was elected as a Democrat for his first two terms, and he filed as a Democrat but has refiled as a Republican. Representative Brandon Dillon tweeted this out. I have never been more disappointed in any person, let alone a politician, in my life. On the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line, we've got State Representative Brandon Dillon from Grand Rapids. Mr. Dillon, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Just want to get your take on this story. When you first heard about it, what were your thoughts?
Well, my initial thoughts were shock, disbelief, and just didn't think there was any way possible it could be true.
Why did this happen?
Well, I don't know why. I can tell you, I'm not going to speculate as to Roy's motives. I can only say that, you know, Roy has let a lot of people down. All the people that, you know, knocked on doors for him, put up yard signs for him, went to his fundraisers, stood behind him. And to do this at the last minute without even giving people, including his staff, the opportunity to know where his thinking was, I think is shameful.
You're both Grand Rapids guys. I'm surprised that perhaps you weren't the first one to hear about this.
I don't think anybody besides Roy and the people he conspired with on the other side are the only people that knew about it. I can say that for a fact. He caught everybody by surprise. And, you know, I've always known Roy as a pretty conservative guy and considered him a real colleague and a friend. And, you know, if he had some issues with the Democratic Party or the direction the party was going, he should have been man enough to come to his colleagues and tell them he was having these thoughts instead of waiting to the last hour. And then, to add insult to injury, get a friend of his nephew to file as a Democrat to ensure that he wouldn't have to face voters in any sort of competitive election.
Do you think that the Republicans reached out to him or that he probably went to the Republicans? As we talk with Kyle Mullen from the MERS newsletter, he believes that he was promised some leadership positions, and also it's probable that he'll get some money in his reelection campaign should he face a formidable challenge.
Well, he's all but ensured that he's not going to probably face a formidable challenge, and if money was the only reason he did that, I think that only reinforces the general belief about a lot of people that politicians are in this for themselves. You know, I don't know what Roy got for this. I don't know what kind of deal he cut, but I can tell you, I live in Grand Rapids, and, you know, Roy has 2 more years left. I have 4 more years left. The most important thing to me, and I would have think would have been to Roy, is to serve your constituents honorably, and when you're done serving in Lansing, to be able to go home and hold your head up. You know, if Roy can do that, that's fine, but I know I couldn't.
What's this mean for the Democratic Party?
Well, I don't really know. I think it means it could mean a lot of things, but I think what's most important are the people in Grand Rapids who put their trust in Roy over the years, and now I think rightfully feel betrayed. Roy has decided that it's more important for him to get reelected than it is to stand up for people in Grand Rapids who've been upset about Republicans cutting, eliminating revenue sharing for the city of Grand Rapids, cutting police officers and firefighters, ruining our schools with the massive education cuts. If Roy thinks that's the direction he wants to go, then, you know, that's where he wants to go. But I certainly don't. I mean, I've lived in Grand Rapids all my life, and I've never seen anything like this. I don't think anybody has, and hopefully we'll never see it again.
And it will strengthen the Republicans' hold when it comes to...
That's if they can trust him. I mean, I would be very... you know, I think there's a lot of glee right now that they were able to convince Roy to come over to their side, but given the way he went about doing this party switch, I think there's very little reason for anybody to trust him.
Representative Brandon Dillon, a Democrat from Grand Rapids. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.